3CR Community Radio. This is the Black Block, and we've got a special guest on the line, none other than Zelenak, a Gunai Yuin man. Gunai Samara as well. You on the line there, bros?
Yeah, hey, Nada,
Deli, brother, thanks for coming on, hey. We've been talking about cultural destruction as a part of the genocide and how that relates to genocide. I know that you've been out there trying to defend the last vestiges of Aboriginal culture in this country, namely those sacred trees up there in Jatwarong country recently. Give us a little bit of a take of it. What's been going on and what your feelings are about the destruction of culture in this state of Victoria?
My thing, the greatest thing that they could possibly destruct is the black mind and the black spirit. That's to me what they've done, not only to our land, but also to the mob now, you know, to the mindset of the mob, you know.
Yeah,
our mob are that scared to come out on country. Our mob are intimidated, our mob get anxiety from it, our mob pick every other choice but to go back out on land and fight for country. This is the decimation of what government's been able to and how they've been able to disempower the black revolution, you know, the black frontier war as such.
Continuing.
And what's been going on out here, the police harass us, like, every time we hit the road, every time we hit the song lines, I should say, not the road.
Yeah.
Every time we hit the song lines, they always out there waiting for us.
Where are you now? Where are you camping now?
We're out at the sacred trees at the Jatwarong.
Okay.
Out here.
And how's that looking?
I heard there was a meeting over at Warrnambool the other day over at Gunditj Country about native title and also about, they were discussing some stuff about the trees, which I never got an invite to, but I did hear that they were directing Vic Roads back down the second route so we can go over and have a look at that, which on the 4th of, like, 3-4 months ago when we had meeting up at Brambuck with Vic Roads, we directed them that we wanted to go down and have a look down the second route to see what cultural relevance is there, what cultural significance is there.
What sort of destruction is going to take place there.
And the minute we find any cultural sensitivity, we're just going to shut it down and just say, you know what, at the end of the day, we'll have a look at the third route now. That's too culturally sensitive. We're not going to accommodate for that of behaviour and that type of business any longer.
It's time
that we conduct proper business. It's time that we conduct proper business in this country. And I'm talking about human rights commissions. I'm talking about truth-telling commissions. I'm talking about, we're going through treaty negotiations and all that in a not too long distance. And so the greatest thing I see happening, is not only our lands and all that have been taken away, but once you take away the direction of us and which way we want to go and following them ancestral trails, mate, we walk around soulless. I feel for our human right, for our mindset. At the end of the day, like, everything else is going to be taken away and we're going to be left with all that destruction, all that, you know. Every time I look at land, every time I look at country, I see fences.
I feel it too, brother. I hear what you're saying.
It just disheartens me. I cry out. I cry. And I really want for our mob, for all our mobs to come together so we can finally conduct our business. It's got nothing to do with no other nations around the world. This is ours. This is us. This is our time in our country.
Brother, you've been up on those trees there for a while now.
Yeah,
and I heard what happened to your missus yesterday.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah, they over stupid bullish fines. You know, over fines, they had a warrant out for her arrest.
How people die over these fines?
Made her out to be a criminal. Was going to use brute force. Forced her pretty much into complying.
Yeah.
I pretty much put my body on the line and said, look, if you take her, you take me too. Plain and simple. If you touch her with force, well, at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're committing war on my homeland.
Exactly.
And you're committing war on my homeland, and I'll be forced to stand here and fight The war.
They've been getting away with it for a while, bros.
They have. They have.
They just decimated our people in the process, and I really appreciate your strength standing
up there.
You
know, our mob, I see half our mob very, very happy with themselves and very happy with the way organisations are going and the way the way everything is. I see mob very happy, but I also see mob that are like, hey, what about us, mob?
Which is the majority.
Did you forget about us, mob? You mob forget about us. You know, you mob forget about, you know, what you mob just done for yourselves, you know?
This corporation law is not the law of our people, bros, as we know.
Not all of our mob can assimilate. No. You know, not all of our mob can do that.
No. With a conscience.
You know, not all of our mob can do that. Lots of the mob do that, but not all of us can do that.
Well, I think they're very weak on law business, though, as you can see what's happened with this so-called protection of our heritage here. It's just been decimated since this cultural heritage legislation's come into play.
Our children can't be protected. Our lands can't be protected. What cultural sensitivity, what culturalness are these people doing? We're still fighting on the frontier war. We're still asking for jurisdiction while mob is still going out making partnerships and agreements with policemen.
Behind our back,
around domestic violence and all this kind of stuff.
That's all connected. They're like,
let's be honest here. The domestic violence never come from us. The domestic violence come from them white wadjila fella, them perpetrator fella.
Yes, right.
Forcing that upon our families, smashing up our families, desecrating the mindsets of our families, ancestral roots, and look at the destruction. And then they want us to go to a job.
Exactly.
You know,
guys, yeah.
Want us to go to a job.
I can hear everything you're saying, man. Look, you're on the ground up there,
yeah,
defending the country. Put a call out, bros. I'm behind you 100%. That's my country too.
Yeah, I can't.
Right? Put a call out to the people.
I'm constantly putting calls out.
The conscientious non-Aboriginal Australians and the blackfellas who want to stand up for their country. This, you know, this is a perfect opportunity. That bit of land up there is worth defending, like it all is. But this is a current issue, and I think if you put a call out now for the people to come and join you now, I think it'll go a long way, brother. So we've got 4 minutes of our program to go. So I want to sort of.
Hey, all of you mob out there listening, this is coming from the bottom of my heart. This is coming from my ancestors. This is coming from the spirit. This is coming from a place of solidarity. I now call all of you mob out there that are listening. If it irks you somewhere along the line, make the choice. Jump in the car. Jump on the highway. Jump on a train. Jump on whatever you can get on. Get up here and help us on the front line. We can't do it alone. It's not going to be done alone. We need all the support we can get. Christmas period's coming up, Wadjila way, yeah? So
yep.
They're all going to be out and about. So we need to have our lands protected. We also need to have mob on the land. And so that hand in hand, spiritually, everything can come together. We can all come together. Finally, you mob. I really want you mob, please.
Can hear you, bro.
I'm begging you, mob. Now's the time. We've got to take action.
I think you're right. This is the time. This is the time. And can you explain exactly where the location is again for us all?
Western Highway, on your way to Ararat, corner of Warriatkin Road.
And it's also right where the Hopkin River starts or begins. And it's a very special river for us, mob, all through the Western Districts here, the Hopkins River, yeah. So, good on you, bros.
For those mob who can't make it out here, please keep your donations coming, keep your supplies coming, keep your support coming. It's all being appreciated. We appreciate it very much. It does get tough out here, but at the same time, I know what my responsibilities are. I know where they lie. I know where my priorities lie, and that's in fighting for this land, fighting for country, and hopefully showing the rest of my mob how to stand up and take action and take control of our own destinies in this country.
Yeah, I feel safer there, brother, with your authority on that bit of country than anywhere else in the country at the present time.
Yeah.
So I just want to say I really appreciate your hard work over the last,
going on to
6 or 7 months now.
Yeah, 6 or 7 months.
Really appreciate that. Keep standing strong, brother. I'm pretty sure that people listening to us are keen. Think about if you're going west, call in and contribute in some way to this struggle, because it's for all of us looking after
our
country.
Stop driving past Bip and on. Pull in and check us out.
Well, let them know they're welcome, brother. I'm pretty sure they'll come and support you.
Yeah, Delhi.
All right, brother. Delhi, thanks so much for coming on.
What up?
Nakanya. Yeah, that's Zelenik, Gunner Tamara, Ewan Gunnai, and he's up there on country trying to defend the last little vestiges of our sacred culture here and lands.